Oliver Papunge. After letting a 3-0 lead slip away against the Sioux Lookout Bombers, Carter Podubny saved the night with the shootout winner. The first-year forward, who has 9 goals in 13 games and stands second in rookie goal scoring behind Thunder Bay's Easton Mikish, his former teammate with the AAA Midget Kings U16 squad, was the only player to light the lamp in the shootout. Cam River goaltender Travis Vanderswag was perfect in the penalty shot contest that took place after overtime solved nothing, stopping Sioux Lookout's Cedric Robidoux, Owen Riffle and Connor Burke. The Fighting Walleye scored the only goal of the first, Jeremy Dunmore notching his 8th of the season. Matteo Salvatore and Nicola Fagnoli scored back-to-back goals in the second to open up a 3-goal lead, but Davin Bull and Berker scored 3 minutes apart before the middle stanza concluded and the Walleye's lead shrunk to 3-2 after 40 minutes. Tate Howell scored the equalizer on the power play with 4:31 to go in regulation. The Fighting Walleye fired 55 shots on Bombers goalie Matthew Spencer Dahl, while Sioux Lookout managed 31 shots on Vanderswag. The Bombers, the 2nd of April 10, who have dropped 2 in a row, picked up a point to jump a point in front of Thunder Bay and Dryden and into sole possession of second place in the Superior International Junior Hockey League. Cam River improved to 1-2-2-0, their 24 points good for top spot in the standings. The Bombers and Fighting Walleye meet again on Saturday night, with puck drop scheduled for 7:45 p.m. at the Norwest Arena. Fort Francis 3, Dryden 1. The Lakers picked up their third win of the season, beating the Ice Dogs at home, despite being outshot 55-34. Ian Snooks, Cobe Delaney and Jack Wood scored 3 unanswered for Fort Francis to power the victory. Luke Fortier's first of the season opened the scoring for Dryden, the 1st of June 10, at 5:09 of the first. Jack Orchard made 53 saves to pick up the win between the pipes for the Lakers, 3-1-1-1.